You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
It's not entirely a surprise to find words and sentences blacked out in documents you receive from a government department through a Freedom of Information request. It would be more shocking to open a morning newspaper and find a front page headline blacked out, or a total blank space where an editorial usually appears. So what would be your response to turning on your TV and finding that a beep overrides the speaker's voice intermittently, blocking out words she is saying? That did happen if you had turned on Shaw TV Channel 4 to hear a public lecture delivered at UBC. To discuss censorship by Shaw Television, I'm joined in the studio by Brian Campbell. He is co-chair of the Seriously Free Speech Committee in Vancouver. Good morning, Brian, and welcome to Red Eye.
Good morning, Mordecai.
How did censorship at Shaw Television first come to your awareness?
Well, it's interesting. It's kind of censorship heaped on censorship. So the Seriously Free Speech Committee was formed to defend yourself and two other people, who put out the parody of the Vancouver Sun, satirizing their support for Israel's illegal occupation of Palestine. Last May, we did a program. We had a number of speakers, yourself, Leo McGrady, the lawyer, Murray Dobbin, Martha Roth, and it was co-chaired by Ann Roberts, who is a former city councilor. And so that was taped by independent community TV, and we found out later that Shaw would not broadcast it without significant deletions in the program. Well, we were surprised. We didn't know that this happened, but that was our first contact with that. And what they wanted removed was strange. I mean, there was nothing there that you would consider to be a problem. It was normal commentary on the court case and some commentary about what was going on in the Middle East, but actually nothing particularly provocative in that program.
So has there been other examples of this censorship subsequently?
Well, as it turns out, there's an entire pattern of Shaw censoring programs, particularly programs on the Middle East, so that Dr. Norman Finkelstein, who spoke at UBC in January, his program, Working TV, taped that program, and it was run. It was in three segments. The first segment was run, and there was a complaint. Shaw then went through the tape and insisted on a number of deletions on that program. Subsequent to that, Independent Community TV then went and taped a program by Ronnie Cassells, who is a former South African cabinet minister and active in the resistance movement in South Africa. And again, they wanted deletions from that program. This was even prior to any complaints or prior to it being shown. And I understand that the Jeff Halpern from the group that defends Palestinian housing, his program, the taping of his program, again by Independent Community TV, is waiting to be edited and censored. Apparently the last two, there were complaints about the programs even before they were broadcast. So yes, we have a pattern here of what's going on. I want to say it's part of a larger pattern that we see across Canada, especially since Gaza, which was a real, I think, awakening for large parts of the population. They saw in very graphic form a slaughter in Gaza, where defenseless people that apparently basically had only rocks and rockets that were the equivalent of firecrackers, and were trapped in 1.5 million trapped in this area, couldn't escape, and were pounded by the most modern military. That changed a lot of people's position on the illegal occupation. And so Israel and Zionist supporters have become incredibly active in terms of censoring any kind of speech that they see as critical of Israel right now. And it escalates. People that that oppose Israel or are critical of Israel, they are anti-Semitic, or they're Nazis, or it's hate speech. And these are all mechanisms to contain that criticism, to reduce it. And they go through a number of bureaucratic procedures with the CRTC, with various media, including the fear of litigation, to control this.
Could you give us some examples of the kind of things that Shaw said have to be bleeped out or cut or deleted, so people have a sense of how the language is being controlled?
Sure. I'll use the talk by Dr. Norman Finkelstein to begin with. So here's one example. Approximately 6 minutes in, he says, "This evening is the background to the Gaza massacre." They wanted the Gaza massacre beeped out. And later on, "So I will be referring to it as a massacre, a bloodbath, or a slaughter, however it works into my remarks." Those three words had to be beeped out. And then he says, about 8 minutes into the talk, "Israel is a Spartan-like society. It's consumed by revenge and bloodlust. Killing Arabs is a sure crowd pleaser." All of that had to be deleted. And then he makes reference to 400 Palestinian children incinerated. That doesn't concern him. And he's talking about Bernie Farber, the head of the Canadian Jewish Congress, who was appalled that the Jewish flag was burned at some point, but didn't express any concern about 400 Palestinian children being incinerated. And they asked for that to be beeped out.
So, and actually, as I understand it, not having a television, I didn't see it. They broadcast that when Working TV said, "Okay, you want us to bleep something out, we'll just put in a bleep." In other words, letting the viewer know that something is being blocked. They actually then went ahead, explicitly broadcast it, and people heard bleep, bleep when the word massacre or children being incinerated, etc., was spoken by Dr. Finkelstein.
Absolutely. It was very clear that certain phrases, words, were being bleeped out. In the case of our Seriously Free Speech program last May, it was entire paragraphs. In the case of Ronnie Kisrael's, it was, again, long paragraphs that were removed.
And has Shaw management given any justification for this kind of censorship, for why they say, "Well, this word has to come out because?
Not in the actual document, and attempts to find out the basis in which they make these proposed deletions and censorship leads nowhere. So the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association has found this an interesting case of potential censorship and has written to Shaw TV to try and find out on what basis they were doing the deletions and under what authority they were doing them. And there have been a sort of an interchange of a number of email, and Shaw is completely stonewalling. At one point, Shaw will argue that there's been a complaint to the CRTC and therefore they can't broadcast it. At another point, when you try and find out from the CRTC says it's the local Shaw management's responsibility and decision to make those. So it is in kind of a Kafkaesque bureaucratic quagmire right now, trying to sort out who's responsible. The things that are clear is that elements of the Zionist community have found that making complaints can get things shelved, that part of the deep freeze about a thorough debate on Israel and Palestine is people are scared of being sued. We in the Seriously Free Speech have found that when no newspapers would cover that lawsuit. where they were suing people for producing the parody of the Vancouver Sun. We found that none of the major papers across Canada, of course the Can-West newspapers wouldn't, CBC wouldn't cover it. So there is this chill that doesn't allow for proper debate, for criticisms to be raised. You had an example this morning of a professor at the University of Ottawa who was fired. And it looks like that was primarily for not just his pedagogy, but for his political positions. Dr. Norman Finkelstein has been fired in the United States. Dr. William Robinson is under pressure there. And the anti-Israel apartheid week, campuses forced or tried to force posters to be removed. So we have a pattern here. A number of different mechanisms are being used, from lawsuits to political pressure to active mobilization of the Zionist community against a full debate about what's going on in Israel and Palestine.
And if people want to get more information about this issue and join in opposing this kind of censorship, can they go to the website? Or
They can go to the Seriously Free Speech website, www.seriouslyfreespeech.ca. Within a few days, the proposed deletions will be posted, as well as a letter from Seriously Free Speech, or they can phone Shaw and get their comments, make their comments to Shaw.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Brian.
Thank you, Mordecai.
I've been speaking with Brian Campbell. He is co-chair of the Seriously Free Speech Committee. And as he suggested, you can check the website for the committee, seriouslyfreespeech.ca.